Next public hearing is subdivision 2006-71, Thomas E. and Charlene A. Jones.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, dividing 34.09 acres into two lots, located at the southwest corner of Emmett Lane and Route 30 and 1,001 feet north of Route 252. I would only ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, this application was not reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee since the street's already existing. Back on February 5th of 2006, the commission reviewed this request under an old business item. At that time, the commission denied the request as submitted, since that would be the fourth and fifth lot having access from the right-of-way, and the commission's policy, as you're aware, was three lots.
All right, sir, we thank you. For anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir. Okay, step right up. You've heard what our director and assistant director have had to say. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No. My name's Tom Jones. I'm the owner of the property. Quite simply, it's a 34-plus acre parcel that we don't want to divide into one small lot and 30 acres to remain in our possession. And the purpose of it is just for resale. We're basically tired of maintaining it. And basically all this one.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I view this, it looks more like you're creating one lot, but with the residual lands. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what are the intentions of the residual 30 acres?
We'll keep that in our possession. We live towards the back of the property, and basically the property that we want to cut off from there, we don't say it. We really just cut the grass, and basically, we just thought we'd, you know, a little less work. The back area is pretty much all wooded. No maintenance, practically no maintenance.
And the 3 acres, when I visited, the site appears to be comparable to a lot of the other properties in the area.
Right. They're mostly 2 to 5,
home sites.
2 to 5, 10 acre. And we have 50 acres total right now, which we'll keep for ourselves.
Okay. And who will be maintaining the road that goes back to your house?
That's our road. We maintain that right now.
And the entrance for this lot will be?
Off that Emma Lane. Private lane going back, yeah.
Okay, so out of the kindness of your heart, you'll continue to maintain it?
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And no further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton?
None for me.
Smith?
One question. Are you planning on putting in some deed restrictions such as stick-built house?
Yes. Yeah, it'll be the size of the home, non-subdividable from there. Yeah, it'll maintain the 3.4 acres, and there'll be some building restrictions too. There already are some on the property now.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang?
I haven't looked at this site specifically. How is this, how does this road exist? Is it dirt, gravel, paved?
It's gravel.
Right. Mm-hmm. And how wide?
50 foot. The road itself, right now, much, well, it's 50 foot.
How much of the road is actually roadway?
It's probably 14 feet wide.
That's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Counts?
No questions.
Thank you. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No, sir.
All right, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-71, Thomas E. and Charlene A. Jones? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-71? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is